Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
And you got about an hour left to weigh in on our poll, a little bit less than an hour. Who would you like to have at your Thanksgiving table just to kind of jazz it up, spruce it up a little bit? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Spark the conversation, if you will.
Picking up what you're putting down.
Somebody texted on Steve Scalise. Somebody else texted in LaToya Cantrell. And then they added just to make sure she was still around. Because I guess she hasn't
An appearance yesterday.
Really? Where was she?
At the news conference about security for the Bayou Classic.
Oh, well, no kidding. There you go. So you wouldn't want to
know. I was surprised, but yeah. She showed up.
Somebody else said Bill Murray. That'd be interesting.
That would be fun.
How about a Titanic survivor? See what went on there with the Titanic, what it was really like.
Well, I'd rather Jack or what was the woman's name from the movie? The female character?
Wait, you're talking about the characters, or are you talking about the...
What was it called?
Rose, he
Rose.
Said.
Rose,
are you talking
yes.
about Kate yes. Winslet, or are you talking about the real people?
No, the real people. If they were real people.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg, another one voted for Snoop Dogg.
You better have a smoked turkey.
That would be... Yes.
If wink,
not,
wink.
If not, you will. And then somebody said Pope Leo.
Oh, yeah.
The food might get cold with grace. Could take a while. Plus, you'd have to have a place to put his hat.
Have you said who you want at your Thanksgiving table?
I don't think I have yet. I'm still working on it.
Okay.
All right. We'll give the results at 9 o'clock, but you still got time. Vote 504-260-1870, even if it's somebody you already heard mentioned, because we tabulate the results and then we give them that way. We'll take a break, come back, talk about everything you need to know about food safety for this Thanksgiving holiday and the holidays ahead here on WWL. 8:15 now, we're going to talk about food safety with our friend Barbara Kowalczyk, Director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. Good morning. How are you?
Good. Good morning. How are you? Good. How are you?
I am okay.
Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time with us, as always. We really do appreciate it. I thought I'd pose this in form of a quiz and let people lock in their answers on the radio safely while you're driving, and then we'll get the answers, okay? You want to try that for a little
okay.
bit and see?
It sounds good.
Number one, what is the purpose of using separate utensils for raw and cooked food? Is it to save time? Is it to avoid washing dishes? Is it to prevent cross-contamination? Or is it to improve flavor? Go ahead, lock your answer in on the radio. Press whatever button you like. Now, Barbara, what's the right answer?
The right answer is to prevent cross-contamination. If you have raw foods, particularly around the holidays, people are working with meat and poultry. You don't want to mix those with ready-to-eat foods like, say, your carrots that you're going to eat for an appetizer, raw carrots or foods that have already been cooked.
Okay, let's go to question number two. What is the primary reason for cooking food to a safe internal temperature? Is it to kill harmful bacteria? Is it to speed up cooking time? Is it to improve appearance? Or is it to enhance flavor? Lock your answer into the radio now. Barbara, what's the right answer?
The right answer is to kill bacteria. And it's really important that everyone uses a digital tip-sensitive food thermometer to check the temperature, that you've reached the proper temperature. Particularly with turkeys, it's a little difficult. I recommend testing in three different spots, very near in the breast, the thigh, and the wing.
Well, I'd have said the kitchen, the living room, and the garage. That's why you are and I'm who I am. Now, let's see here. What should you do if you cut yourself while preparing food? This is an interesting question. Should you A, ignore the cut, B, continue cooking, C, clean the wound and cover it with a bandage, or D, rinse the wound with water and keep cooking? And might I say, if you're at a stoplight and you want to roll down the window and ask a friend, you're welcome to do that before locking in your answer. What do you do if you cut yourself while preparing food? Lock your answer in. Barbara, what should you do?
The answer is C. You should stop what you're doing, clean the cut, and cover it before resuming cooking. You don't want to get any bacteria into that open wound that could cause an infection.
All right. What is the best practice for washing cutting boards after using raw meat? Do you wipe it with a towel? Do you rinse it with water? Do you let it air dry? Do you wash it with soap and water? Or do you let the dog lick it clean? Barbara? Oh, I didn't give them a chance to lock in their answer. I'm sorry. I'm losing. I'm not much of a game show host here. I'm certainly no gimme a game show host. Steve Harvey here. Let's try it again. Go ahead and lock in your answer now. Barbara, what's the answer?
The answer is that you wash it with hot water and soap. Personally, one of the challenges with cutting boards, particularly if I'm using raw meat, on the cutting board. You can also stick it in your dishwasher, and that will help sanitize it. You want to make sure you get into all those little cuts that your knives make on the cutting board.
Is it best to wash everything at sterilized temperature on the dishwasher or not necessarily?
I think it depends on a lot of things, particularly what you've been preparing and, whether or not you're one of the vulnerable populations for serious foodborne disease, and that's pregnant and postpartum women, children under the age of 5, senior citizens, so anyone over 65, and anyone with a compromised immune system, like somebody that's dealing with cancer or has a chronic disease like diabetes. So you want to make, for those populations, and particularly if you're working with raw meat and poultry and fish and eggs, I would probably use the hottest temperature possible.
All right. You and the Gray CRV, this question is for you. That's going to narrow it down. How should eggs be stored to ensure them safely? At room temperature, in a refrigerator, on the kitchen counter, in the freezer? Lock in your answer in the Gray CRV and everybody else playing along. Now, Barbara, what's the right answer?
Well, actually, it depends on whether or not you have washed the eggs previously. So if you are getting your eggs from the grocery store, they have been washed already. Mm-hmm. And that removes the protective layering, so they need to be stored in your refrigerator. On the other hand, if your neighbor has backyard chickens and gives you eggs that have not been washed, so that protective layering is still intact, you can keep them at room temperature on your kitchen counter.
Protective layering for whom? I didn't know about this.
So there's a protective layering around eggs when they're laid. And that protective layering it really keeps the bacteria out. So if you go to Europe, for example, you will see most of the eggs are at room temperature in the grocery store. They're sitting on a shelf, and that's because they have not been washed yet. As soon as you add water to a situation, bacteria likes to start growing, and you remove that protective layering. Personally, I buy all of my eggs at the grocery store, so I always keep them in the refrigerator.
And that's why I asked about protective layering, because do you need to wash that before you use the egg, even though you leave it out on the counter?
Yeah, you should wash the egg before you use it, but you should do that at the time you're using it.
So it protects the egg, not necessarily you.
Well, and it protects the egg from growing bacteria.
Okay. Very interesting stuff. We're going to continue when we come back. Y'all got any questions or comments about food safety? I'll end the quiz here and just start asking questions of Barbara Kowalczyk, Director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. She's our friend. We try to help keep people from getting sick or worse every year. We're doing the same this year. 8:22, traffic now, WW.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, 828, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Barbara Kowalczyk, our friend, director of the Institute for Food Safety, Nutrition, Security at George Washington University, trying to keep you safe and healthy during this Thanksgiving season and holiday season. Barbara, somebody wants to know, how long can you keep Thanksgiving food out on a table without refrigeration before you have to throw it away?
The recommended time is 2 hours, and that's from the time you first put it out. So if you pull it out of the oven and you set it on the counter, the clock starts ticking. Within 2 hours, it should be consumed, stored, you know, put in the refrigerator, or thrown away. Now, if you work in a restaurant, you may say, well, wait a minute, restaurants, it's 4 hours. Well, those have a lot more control around temperatures, so they're given a little bit more time than what you are typically given at home, because there's a lot of variation in room temperatures and refrigerators and oven temperatures in your home.
So after 2 hours, if you have not picked it up, throw it away?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, yeah, I know. But really, I guess the question you have to answer, and it's all about risk, is bacteria likes to grow at room temperature. And the longer you let that sit out, that food sit out at room temperature, the more the bacteria can grow. And dose is often the poison, right? So the more bacteria that there are, the more likely it is for you to get sick. So the question is, do you want to risk ruining your holiday by getting sick over the weekend, or do you want to just pay attention to time and put it in the refrigerator?
Got a question coming in about washing the turkey and washing poultry, and that always confused me because it seems like you can wash it first, but you're spreading all of that all over the sink. And you can answer that when we come back, as well as the other questions that are coming in. Also, I got a poll going, 504-260-1870 for the audience. Who would you like to have at your table for Thanksgiving dinner? I'll give you the top five. If I can narrow it down to five at 9 o'clock, might be a little bit more than that. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Thank you, Joe. I'm Dave Cohen. Back to Tommy Tucker now on WWL.
And one quick break, and we'll come back with Barbara Kowalczyk, Director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. A lot of questions pouring in about food preparation and food safety, trying to keep you from getting sick. Dave, you got any questions?
Yeah. Really, how long are those leftovers good in the fridge after Thanksgiving?
I will ask.
Because I usually push it to 3 or 4 days, and am I pushing it too far?
I don't think you are at all. I will see what Barbara says, but I think you got up to 7 days, or until it smells bad. When in doubt, throw it out.
Let's
talk to
Barbara.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, we will. When we come back on WWL. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Barbara Kowalczyk, nice enough to give us an hour of her time, Director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. Barbara, our news director, Dave Cohen, wanted to know, how long can you keep those leftovers in the refrigerator? He said 3 to 4 days. I said a week. But you're the expert. You tell me.
Well, he's right. It's okay. 3 to 4 days, particularly if you have put it in the refrigerator within that 2 hour time window. And ideally you would have put it in the refrigerator either when it was already cooled or in a shallow container. You want to bring that temp down, and you have 3 to 4 days to consume it. The other thing you can do is put it in the freezer, and it'll last about 2 to 6 months.
When it comes to leftovers, are leftovers leftovers, or does it matter if it's something like, say, an oyster dressing or a shellfish dressing, or say something that's just strictly vegetarian?
Well, so dressings are a little, depends on how they were used. So for a dressing or a marinade that you use for raw meat, poultry, eggs, fish, It's best to throw that out after you've used it because it could be contaminated with bacteria. And fresh produce should be, if I recall correctly, that's the other thing you asked about. Fresh produce should be washed right before you rinse it. You want to rinse it and then cut it up and then put it back in the refrigerator until it's time to eat. And I usually try to only, again, you don't want to wash until you're really ready to consume it, because once you add water to the mix, bacteria likes to start to grow.
Yeah, along those lines, when it comes to washing the turkey, washing chicken, whatever it is, poultry, I used to wash it, but then I thought, you know, all I'm doing is spreading this stuff all over the place. That's not the best idea. Tell me what the best way to handle poultry, raw poultry, is.
Okay, you're absolutely right. You should not wash your poultry, your chicken, your turkey, and really any raw meat or poultry or fish product. All you are going to do is actually aerosolize it all over your kitchen, and that creates the opportunity for cross-contamination. So for your turkey, if you don't already have it, you should probably get it pretty quickly. It's best to put it in the refrigerator. It takes about one day to defrost every 4 to 5 pounds. So my 12-pound turkey is already defrosting. I have it on the lowest shelf in my refrigerator in a container just to catch those juices that sometimes leak out, because I don't want that to contaminate my refrigerator. And then, you know, we just put it on the prep it really not in the sink. We prep it in the pan, and then we grill ours. But you can also put it in the oven.
What about how many times can you rewarm leftovers?
It really depends. I only recommend rewarming it once, but it does depend on what it is. Rice in particular should only be reheated once, and that's because there can be toxins in the rice that can make you very ill.
Whoa, really? Rice?
Rice, yeah. So there's a bacteria called Bacillus cereus, and it's in a lot of rice, and it actually forms spores and toxins, and if it's there, you can't cook it out. And so I've personally gotten sick from Bacillus cereus, and the onset of illness is typically 6 hours after you consume the product, and then it's about 12 hours of violent vomiting and diarrhea. Not a pleasant way to spend the day after a holiday.
No, you don't want that at all. So somebody had a question about, you know, let's face it, the family comes over, you got all this food that's out on the kitchen counter, wherever people graze, they go, they pick, they watch football, they do this, they do that. You don't want to pick everything up. But to be safe, take me through that, Barbara.
Yeah, so to be safe, you want to keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. So this is when, you know, hot plates come in or your crock pot, you know, making sure that it's staying at a proper temperature. Or, you know, my family likes to eat carrots and hummus. And so lots of times what I'll do is put the hummus into an ice bath. So I'll put it right on top of ice. So that'll keep it cold. But then again, I still watch the time, you know, and then I put it back into the refrigerator. And then if somebody wants to eat it again, I'll pull it back out.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. Questions are pouring in. We never have enough time, but we'll try to keep as many people safe and healthy as we can throughout this Thanksgiving season and the holiday season. Barbara Kowalczyk is our guest, director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. I'm getting a lot of questions about desserts. We've not really approached that yet, but we can when we come back. Traffic now, WWL. 8:55, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with our friend Barbara Kowalczyk, director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security, George Washington University. Barbara, people are asking about desserts, about different things with chocolate or this or cakes or that or the other thing. What are the rules when it comes to that?
So the primary rule, especially at Thanksgiving, to think about is those pies that we all love, mm-hmm. right? So if you have a homemade pie that contains things like eggs, fillings like eggs or cream, then you should put that in the refrigerator. You don't want to keep that out at that danger zone, which is 40 to 140 degrees.
No, wait, let me jump in. Is that the filling or is that the crust as well? Because the crust has eggs in it too, right?
Yeah, but it's the filling that you're really worried
gotcha.
About.
You okay.
know, so homemade pies like your pumpkin pie, your custard pie, your cream pie, that really needs to go into the refrigerator within 2 hours, okay, mm-hmm. of pulling it out of the oven. You can always warm it up again later, or also any desserts with like fresh berries, because you don't want perishable foods to be left out at room temperature for too long. So those should go back into the refrigerator pretty quickly. Now, that's for homemade pies. For store-bought pies, a lot of them are shelf-stable because they contain preservatives and they may have been cooked to a higher temperature. The best thing to do if you've bought you've gotten a store-made pie is to check the directions and see if it can be stored at room temperature.
As much as we all love home cooking, is it generally speaking, safer to get stuff bought from the store, although it may be full of preservatives?
Well, it always depends, right? Mm-hmm. Because it depends on your safe food practices at home, and it depends on the safe food practices in the store. So, you know, personally, I try to avoid like pre-cut fruits and vegetables from the grocery store, because those have usually been cut in the back of the grocery store, and I don't know exactly how they've been handled. I would prefer to do that myself. But again, you know, it really depends. There's often, if you're talking about pies, there's a trade-off. My family likes homemade pies, but I will tell you, you know, some years it's just like, well, maybe it would be a little easier if I bought a store one and I know that it can sit out on the counter. I think one of the things to also consider is how stuffed your refrigerator is, right? Because you need air to circulate in your refrigerator to keep things cold. And I don't know about you, but at Thanksgiving, my refrigerator gets really cold.
Oh, yeah.
So that might be another reason to buy a store-bought pie instead.
So along those lines, when it comes to putting the food in the refrigerator, I know they say you can't leave it out on a counter, but you don't want to put hot food in the refrigerator either. So what are you supposed to do?
So what you want to do is put it in a shallow container, right? And so when I say shallow, I'm meaning less than 2 inches. Mm-hmm. And you want to cool it down as quickly as possible, and you want to cool it down evenly. If you put it in a really deep dish and put it in the refrigerator, the outside will cool faster than the inside, and that creates a perfect environment for bacteria to grow. So that's what I do, is I cool it down as quickly as possible in a shallow container, put it in, and then put it into the refrigerator.
Or you can always go to a restaurant. When you go to somebody else's, do you go to somebody else's house for Thanksgiving or not?
Not typically. My husband and I like to cook, and my kids like the way we cook our food, so typically they want to stay home.
Yeah, I don't know how you could trust what was going on in somebody else's house. That would be something I think you'd have to get over. I appreciate your time, Barbara. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Barbara Kowalczyk, Director of the Institute for Food Safety and Nutrition Security at George Washington University. We'll talk food security with Troy Duhon, founder of Giving Hope, when we come back. Then we'll talk about the holiday season and handling the stress with Dr. Judy Ho, our friend, clinical and forensic neuropsychologist, host of the Supercharged Life podcast. Tuesday before Thanksgiving, a lot coming up. Stay with us here on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.